What could be worse than Friday the 13th? Friday the 13th, 2020?
Ill.
Everyone panic!
Be afraid.
Be afraid even for the next few hours.
Everything's running smoothly.
Yo, yo! Yo! What is going on? Yippee fry, yay! On your KC Morning Show, my name's Hartzell. That's Kitty. It's a Friday. You know what that means. This show brought to you by, presented by, powered by Charlie Hustle. What's that promo code, girl?
It is KCMS20. I have this great new shirt on.
Mm-hmm.
It says Arrowhead or Bust, and it's got a bus on it because, you know, we're known for our large, extravagant tailgate party. So KCMS20, freaking use it in store. Online.
We got stickers, too.
We got stickers.
It's nice. Stickers. Pat the Bat. Always coming through. I texted Pat. My guys always got us. Charlie Hustle. Friday the 13th, Kitty. Do you realize that?
I never.
The freaks come out at night, Kitty.
I don't leave my house on Friday the 13th, I'll be honest. No, I'm being serious.
You know what I'll tell you this, Kitty? You know this. We all know this. KC Morning Hoes know this. It's a good day to be a Kansas Cityan. Damn it. Am I right?
You're so right.
Let's do a weather dealio, shall we? Your high today, it's going to be 49 degrees. It's chilly, though. Your real feel at the moment, that real feel, like 38. Grab that coat. I was going to say jacket. No, it's coat weather. Coat season. Kitty, what's that UV index today? What you think? It's a 2.
Dang it, I was going to say 2.
Winds out of the north, 5 miles an hour. Your sunset tonight, 5:05, y'all.
Stop.
Your moon phase, just, you know, for those keeping track at home, it's a Friday the 13th. It might get weird out there. Your moon phase, a waning crescent. It's going to warm up a little bit this weekend, though. 63, it's going to rain tomorrow, though. 57 on Sunday. Sunny and 57 on Sunday. So there you go, your weather dealio on your KC Morning Show.
Someone recently asked me how life was going, and I said, well, had a death in the family, no job, and, well, daylight savings time is kicking my ass.
Did the person respond and say, I wish I wouldn't have asked this question?
They haven't responded yet.
they left you on read. Kitty, you got that new iPhone last night. Your boy got the glow up 12 Pro, baby. That's right.
How does it feel?
Not just the 12. Uh-uh. 12 Pro.
You got a nicer phone than me now.
It's about time.
Not fair.
My screen was cracked. It was just a bad look. We were recording those intros. We were doing our virtual Buzz Beach Ball concert. So I was recording some introductions for, I think, Meg Myers or Third Eye Blind, one of the two. Mm-hmm. And I'm on my deck, and I was trying to get cute with it. But I didn't have a tripod. I'm not a professional. So I put my phone on a flower pot, and the wind blew, and it fell off the balcony. So, yeah, it has seen better days. You know what, though? That phone was old guard. It had too many old memories I'm trying to get rid of. My boy Jasper at T-Mobile with the hookup. A Buzz fan, so that was cool. He fanboyed a little bit, and I was like, stop it some more, because it's, you know me.
You're ridiculous. Yep. Tell me you got a case and a screen protector this time.
I did, but get this. You know, I spent more than I wanted to,
And
I should probably save some of this money. This is a lot of retail therapy right now, and I really got to I gotta get this in check. So I leave the store. I'm like, you know what? I can do this. I can do it. Let's save some coin. You don't really need a case. You don't need a screen protector. Let's just get it home. And you know what? I'm gonna put myself to the test. Made it 3 miles, 4 miles, and did a U-turn. I'm like, what am I doing? I'm gonna drop this thing probably by the time I get home. So I promptly did a U-turn, went back in the store, hit up my guy Jasper, my guy Hunter. They set me straight, and they knew I'd be back in too. They said it was not a surprise. So I like this thing. Got my Sporting KC. What do they call these things you put on in the back of your phone?
A pop socket.
Ooh, pop lock and socket. Pop lock and
socket. Stop it.
You don't like that one?
Mm.
I got something I think you're going to like. It's Friday. We got Sean Edwards on your KC Morning Show. Flicks on Friday. Very excited, but also on Fridays, we check the inbox. You know why?
Because mail's here.
Mail's here.
Mail time.
Mail time. Mail time.
The mail's here. Come on.
Mail's here. Let's open up the inbox. Want to check out some new music, Kitty?
I would love to.
All right. Who are we going to do first? I got the first track. I'm going to pull that aux cord. Is that cool?
Go for it.
I got some new music, Kitty, from Billie Eilish. Big fan of Billie Eilish. You like her?
You know, I used to make fun of Billiard Eyelash.
oh my God. Take a lap.
But I do like some of her music. I'm not going to lie.
She's got a new track out called Therefore I Am. Billy fuses critical philosophy with a swipe at the haters in this thrilling new single. You want to check it out?
Yeah.
Billie Eilish, Therefore I Am. New music on your KC Morning Show.
I'm not your friend or anything, damn. You think that you're the man, I think therefore I am. I'm not your friend or anything, damn. You think that you're the man, I think therefore I am.
Stop. What the hell are you talking about?
So this is from NME.com, Kitty. I thought this was quite the paragraph. It took just three words for Rene Descartes to rock the world of Western philosophy. Nearly 400 years later, Billie Eilish disrupts the world of music with just one exclamation. Bad guys, duh. To go with Descartes, therefore, I am. You like that? It's a bit much. It's a bit much. It's a little pretentious, but you know what? I'll take it. It's new music. I like this. New Billie Eilish. Yay, nay, thumbs up, thumbs down. What you think, Kitty?
I don't hate it.
You don't hate it? Oh, you don't like it?
No.
You don't like it, do you?
I need to listen to it more. Okay. That's how Billie and I get along.
Understandable. I can give you that.
Did you have fun? I really couldn't care less, and you couldn't give him my best, but just no.
See, she's really good at stuff like that. I like that stuff right there. All right, Billie Eilish, Therefore I Am. Mail's here. It's your KC Morning Show. Kitty, what do we have next? You want to break me off with something else?
I have something I think even Papa Hartzell might enjoy.
Oh, yeah? Put you to the test on this one. Okay, what you got?
Chris Stapleton's new album, nice. Starting Over.
Ooh, I'm a fan. I do like Chris Stapleton. That Tennessee Whiskey. Ooh. Mm. Oh, I can listen to that every day. What's our track you want us to listen to?
I really enjoy songs with a woman's name in them.
Okay.
So Maggie's, was it Maggie's song?
Maggie's song.
Let me tell you a story about an old friend of mine. Somebody left her in a shopping cart in a parking lot for us to find. Just a fuzzy black pup, she was hungry and feeling alone. We put her in the back seat, told her we were taking her home. Run, Maggie, run, with the heart of a rebel child.
I think it's a really good album right now to listen to. It's honestly like a self-therapy session. Mm-hmm. And
I'm reading that Apple Music says it's traces a period of intense self-reflection.
Yeah. So, and in this song, he takes listeners to a farm where he had this dog, and it just reminds me of home. And it makes me feel safe a bit, you know?
Centerville, Missouri.
Yeah.
God's country, am I right?
But it's a really good album, honestly. And with the weather getting colder, you make it soup, turn on a little Chris Stapleton. Come on.
Oh, get this. Some collaborators on this record. Mm-hmm. Justin Timberlake and John Mayer.
Love it.
I F's with that. Maggie's song. Well done, Kitty. All right. So far, so good.
Yeah.
What we got next? What are we going to do next? Okay. You want to rock?
Yes, please.
Okay. New AC/DC?
Yeah.
The new album is called Power Up. I had this one on my list. I feel like you also had this one too, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I thought. This is the first one in 6 years. Kind of a dedication to Malcolm Young, Angus's brother, obviously. He passed in what?
2017.
Yeah, that's when he passed away. So, all right.
Go with Witch's Spell.
Oh, my God. Yes, we're on the same page.
Good.
Witch's Spell, new AC/DC. It's your KC Morning Show.
Let me tell you your fortune. It could be sinister. Or maybe not.
Oh, I see you, Kitty. Kitty over there. I see you.
Like a leopard. Can't change its own spots.
Let's go. Let's go.
Running on me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's Witch's Spell, new AC/DC. They said, we all felt Malcolm around us. He was there. We're not the spiritual type of people, but boy, oh boy. This was lead singer Brian Johnson. He said, he was there. This ain't bad.
So good.
Malcolm was a very strong character in real life, and him passing away wasn't going to stop that. So he was there, everywhere. I think you can tell it on the record.
What's crazy is that most of the songs came from a fruitful writing period and a long gap between albums from 2000 to 2008. So Malcolm actually contributed each song on the album.
Oh, wow.
And Angus Young chose the ones that provoked or evoked his big brother most.
Let's do this one real quick. I'm going to do one more. These rules are made up, right?
Uh-huh.
Let's go Shot in the Dark. Like it's a parody though, you know, like when some older bands, they keep making new music, it's like, come on y'all, we should have stopped a long time ago.
You
know, you should have done the Billy Joel route. Billy Joel is the best of them. He quit making music in like 91, right? So that's what you got to do. Fade to black and play the hits on tour. But this isn't bad. This feels legit. Like I'm gonna rock to this weekend. Let's go Haim. I love these three. These chicks just bad ass. And they got a new song out called Feel the Thunder. It's going to be used for the animated movie The Croods. New Age.
I loved The Croods.
Mm-hmm. And get this. So it was co-written and produced by Ariel Rethshed and apparently inspired by Guns N' Roses. So we're going to rock again.
I did hear that.
We got Haim. This is Feel the Thunder. It's your KC Morning Show.
Love that.
We're rocking today.
Yep.
I don't know anything about The Croods. You watch this movie?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
This is awesome.
You're passionate about this.
I can't wait to see this in the movie.
So Haim released their latest LP, Women in Music Part 3,
this
year.
This movie's going to be jam-packed and full of action if they have this song in it. Come on. Man, it's obviously going to be happening over some lava and fighting dinosaurs again.
They have a fan in you. You are just standing for this right now, yeah?
Very hard.
All right, new Haim, and check out that record. It's real good. Women in Music Part 3. It's got Summer Girl on it. Yep. Hallelujah, it's really good. Anyway. Let's do this, because we're having fun here. We have fun here, right, Kitty?
Mm-hmm.
Let's do new Foo Fighters. We watched them on SNL, the Dave Chappelle episode.
Yep.
So if you're watching, you already know the new track they got coming out. It's called Shame, Shame. I know you're not a huge fan, and I say you are just to piss you off, because you are your team Nirvana. And this manufactured war between, you know, am I team Nirvana versus team Foo Fighters?
I just don't know how you could be in Nirvana and whatever.
Say it. The Foo Fighters is a better band.
I'll say it. You didn't know shit.
Yeah. Dave Grohl says this is the darkest thing they've ever done. The music video for this, it's inspired by a unsettling dream that he had as a teenager that he just cannot forget.
I relate to that.
Sees the band heading in their darkest direction to date. Scott Grohl embarking on a mysterious quest to discover a burning coffin at the top of a hill. Foo Fighters on your KC Morning Show. They need no explanation, no introduction, no intro or outro. The goddamn Foo Fighters, the Fighting Foo! Kitty's favorite band of all time. It's got a little groove to it. I could bump Uglies to that. You break it ready? Shame.
Stop.
It's gonna be a shame, alright. It's a shame what I'm about to do to that. Mail's here, kitty!
You nasty. This is a family show.
Friday the 13th, kitty. Gotta call you a black cat today. Friday, no. November 13th. Let's do the news.
In other news, this city needs its news.
News team, assemble!
Let's go, let's go! Yippee-fri-yay! It's your KC Morning Show. My name's Hartzell, that's Kitty. Sean Edwards up next. Flicks on Friday. One more time, let me remind you, KCMS20, that's your promo code. Go to Charlie Hustle, in-store or online. Grab the freshest threads, as the youths say. Hell of a fit! On Fridays, Kitty, she freestyles your news intro. She takes all the headlines, she compiles them, and then she spits it back at you. Kitty, are you ready? Yo!
I mean, twice in 1 week, this is quite a treat.
Double duty. Right. 5, 6, 7, 8!
I said it once, I'll say it again. And new president, Mr. Joe Biden. Yes, there's excitement, but also COVID cases are rising again. So maybe ditch your friends and try to stay in. Less than 30 beds remain in hospitals across the metro, so do us a solid and sit this one out, bro. But first, stock up on your flavored tobacco. Smokers of KC about to get wacko. Another ban to take place and remove all vapes. So call your city council and take action today.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Kitty! I knew you had something special when you dropped that again. Biden, oh, I was like, this is gonna be something special, y'all. Fire emoji. The KC Morning Hoes. The millions and millions.
I know.
They're on their feet right now for Kitty.
I know. Y'all got some SoundClouds you want me to be up on. And that's fine. You're shy. You're intimidated by me. That's okay. You know, first one is a freebie, but after that.
Everybody gets one.
Everybody gets one.
Patreon, Cameo, SoundCloud, all the platforms.
All the platforms.
Speaking of platforms, you know, if you're on iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get the podcast, give us a rating. Hopefully a good one. If it's a bad one, don't you can do all that. But if it's good, don't forget. It helps with the algorithms and, you know, science, physics, I don't know. But you're the best, Kansas City. Thank you so much. We've had a blast. It'll be a month. Oh, wow. Today's the 13th. On Sunday, it's the anniversary. Are we going to do an anniversary show? It'll be a year. Oh, wow. Didn't even think about that till now. What up, Pete? Where you been, man? Haven't heard from your ass.
Ain't no child support for this baby.
No child support. I've been hitting him up. He been leaving me on red. We got an award. I thought maybe he might say hello. He's a baby daddy of this show. Ain't heard nothing. I'm going to take his ass to court for some acknowledgement. Also, I need that JPEG and the logo because I haven't got that yet, so.
We also need the mugs.
Also need the mugs. November 15th.
Wow.
Where it all began.
What are we going to do to celebrate?
I'm going to get lit.
Oh.
That's what I'm going to do. Literally everything about my life has changed since that first show. Crazy.
Damn.
Man, now I'm getting nostalgic. My favorite lane, Kitty. That first show was rusty, man. Oh, wow. I'm thinking back to it now. You know, the clips were playing twice. I don't think we got the music to work. But hey, now we got a pitch award. Best local podcast, thanks to you, Kansas City, KC Morning Hose. Think about this. We've had Mayor Q on this show multiple times. We got Sean Edwards, Benny Heiss, Sports Illustrated. That's credibility.
And we have plenty more friends that still want to be on the show. Like, I told you, when I even posted that we won an award, I had several people hit me up and they're like, can I come on your podcast?
Well, I'll tell you right now, just a little sneak peek. I'll pull back the curtain. We got a lot more stuff in store. When we can open back up, we're going to throw events. But I'm not in a rush because, you know, I've seen the news. It's not very good right now. But I will also say that we got more content coming your way. Like, we're going to do another show. Like, I'm going to do a local music show. Because as far as I know, there is no heir apparent to the homegrown name that's been established in Kansas City. And I'm all about riding coattails, and we will hijack the out of that hashtag. So I think we'd do a homegrown show. We might just call it Homegrown. Local music. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Coming soon. Kitty, let's do the news, huh? COVID!
This morning, more than 300 new confirmed cases of the coronavirus are being reported in our area. 321, in fact. Kansas City, Missouri, that brings the total caseload to more than 17,000 since the pandemic began. See the orange bar here. Johnson County, Kansas is now over 18,000 total cases with no end in sight. In the nine county metro area, we're also seeing more new daily hospitalizations on average compared to a week ago. In fact, leaders in Johnson County, Kansas will hold an urgent meeting today to discuss spiking case numbers and what this fall surge means for schools and hospitals.
So this is from Craig Barnes. He's the Shawnee County Health Department spokesman. He says the exponential rise in cases has been to both small and large gatherings across the board. We're trying to minimize the opportunities in the areas where people can congregate in small settings. Thanksgiving is going to be super strange this year, and national numbers just as bad.
Tonight, with lines forming outside of testing centers and new restrictions, New York City being warned a second wave may be coming.
Every single thing you do matters.
The epicenter of the U.S. pandemic putting a curfew in place. Bars, restaurants, and gyms need to close by 10 p.m. starting tomorrow. Gatherings in private homes will be limited to 10 people, all to drive those rising COVID numbers down.
And now we got more news coming from Jeff City as far as schools and COVID goes. Parson did a thing yesterday that just doesn't, I don't know, I'm not trying to preach, but it just doesn't make a ton of sense to me.
He announced if a student is around someone who tested positive, they do not need to quarantine if they were wearing a mask correctly. An infectious disease expert joined Parson Thursday. She said there are very few positive exposure cases, and the number of quarantines has put a toll on schools.
So here is a statement from Mayor Q. They're not going to acknowledge those rules. They're basically saying, yeah, we're not going to do that. We're going to keep doing what we're doing. Based upon the evidence of our health director and given the increased uncontrolled spread of COVID-19 in our community, we respectfully cannot recommend schools in Kansas City follow the updated non-quarantine guidance shared by Jeff City today, which was yesterday. Masks continue to be one of the best ways to slow the spread of the virus, and I hope the governor's acknowledgement of their benefit will encourage more to wear them. That is a statement from Mayor Quentin Lucas. So as far as shutdowns and stuff go, if we had to do that all over again, which, I mean, how can we not at this point? I mean, I feel like the writing's on the wall in Kansas City. It may not be as long as last time, but come on, y'all. Kitty, Patrick Mahomes, guess what he's got now?
A milk to go with the cereal.
That should be a thing. I'd start my day with that. Absolutely. No, Patrick Mahomes, both a gentleman and apparently a scholar, because he now has a book out.
Well, a new book about Patrick Mahomes is now available at Hy-Vee. Patrick Mahomes, The Rise of a Champion, shows the quarterback's career in more than 200 pictures from his rookie season to winning the Super Bowl. A portion of the proceeds will benefit the 15 and the Mahomes Foundation.
It's just a picture book?
Yeah, my favorite kind of book.
Okay.
Some iconic shots of a young Patrick Mahomes in action.
Okay.
Listen, you can put him on anything. I'm going to buy it. Let us have this. We have a superstar. He is the face. And I'm going to ask Benny Heiss about this on Monday. He's moving today, so that's why we don't have him on the show. You know, Thanksgiving's coming up. Patrick Mahomes is the face of the NFL. We are the best team in the GD League. When are we going to get that Thanksgiving game? You know what? It's time to kick Dallas out of there. The Cowboys are not America's team. We are. We're in the heartland, baby.
That's true.
I'm gonna ask Benny about that. See if we can start a petition. Speaking of Thanksgiving, the Plaza Lights, a staple here in Kansas City, and it's going on. It's gonna be different this year, obviously, but it's still happening.
Holiday tradition is continuing this year. It's exclusively on KNBC 9. The 91st Ever G Plaza lighting ceremony will be a broadcast-only event. It's 2 weeks from tonight. Crowds won't be allowed to gather, of course, because of COVID, so you can watch from home. There is going to be musical and dance performances from several local acts. Of course, there's some special surprises thrown in there, too. You don't want to miss it. Our Johnny Rollins is going to bring you the best view from the sky from News Chopper 9. Live coverage will kick off at 6 o'clock Thanksgiving night.
Have you ever gone to the light?
No. No, I was just about to say.
There was a tweet a couple days ago. Somebody said, okay, y'all, let's be real. What are some overrated Kansas City traditions? And I will say, I did see the Plaza lights on a few lists. Not the lights in general, because we love seeing them on the Plaza.
But the actual act of going.
Yeah.
On the
night. Just I've always wanted to see somebody flip a switch.
Come on.
Does that sound romantic? It's too cold. Let's be real.
It's romantic.
We need to be practical, all right? In this new normal, we are practical.
This just in, chivalry is dead.
I'm a bitch. I'll be honest. I'm cold as hell. Holiday shopping this year, it's going to be a little different. What you bought me? You already give me some? You know my sizes?
You know
I can use some new rings.
You know I'm a broke college girl. Come on now.
You say that, but you know what? They got some deals.
The massive crowds of Black Friday won't be a sound of the season this year.
I mean, I always thought that was kind of insane anyways.
People are probably going to more online shop than want to go out on Black Friday.
That's true, according to experts at Retail Me Not, a site that aggregates coupons and deals.
Black Friday used to mean long lines and deals gone in a flash. That was Black Friday then. This is Black Friday now.
Target is turning it into a month-long event with different deals each week. Walmart and Home Depot are also extending their sales, so you can start shopping now. Sarah Skirball of Retail Me Not shared her go-to resource called BlackFriday.com, where you can see all the deals of the season.
So if I know I need a TV or an Instapot, I look at all of those leaked ads, as we like to say, on BlackFriday.com, and I see who's going to offer me the better deal. So a couple of minutes of research can really save you a couple of extra bucks.
I've been entering every single internet and radio contest I can.
Tag your
this
friends.
This holiday season. Yep.
Share this post.
Uh-huh.
Let's see what Trump daddy's doing, huh? What's my man up to in the bunker?
Even some of the president's strong supporters now telling him that it's time. Jonathan Carl joins us now. Now, John, you mentioned that the president has not said a word about the surging pandemic since the election. Is there any sign that the president or the White House is putting any focus at all on trying to control this latest outbreak?
Frankly, there isn't. The vice president met with the coronavirus task force a few days ago, but the president has not met with that task force for months. He has not, as you mentioned, spoken about the alarming increase in infections. He hasn't even tweeted about it. So there's no indication that there's some new approach coming from the White House on this or that the president is paying any attention. The Democratic leaders, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, both saying that they want to see something like what they proposed before the election, a $2.2 trillion relief effort. Mitch McConnell on the Republican side said that he thinks there does need to be a relief effort, but he still believes it should be something like what he proposed, which was $500 billion. So they still remain every bit as far apart and have not really begun to negotiate.
Unreal. We got people going on at business left and right, and now we attack each other. Like, you know, everybody wants to get back to the stands. I understand that. And it's one thing to have, you know, a football game. It's outside. You can at least kind of mask up. But we're playing high school, middle school basketball, nothing but just BO and germs in a small room. You know, and instead of saying, hey, why don't we pay these schools to figure this out? You know, why don't we pay these people to stay home so we can control this spread? Instead, we attack each other for trying to get back to a new normal that doesn't really exist right now. And this man, this loser, is over boo-hoo-hooing, throwing a temper tantrum as we can't get no money. I'm angry, kitty. I'm sorry. Didn't mean to soapbox. That's my freestyle. Let's see what baby boy Biden's up to, your president-elect.
President-elect Joe Biden is forging ahead with his transition, even without a concession. Overnight, tapping his loyal and longtime aide, Ron Klain, as his chief of staff. Klain serving as Biden's chief of staff when he was vice president, and as the Ebola czar for former President Obama, which could be key in the fight against COVID. The president-elect is also holding urgent phone calls with world leaders. Today, Biden spoke with Pope Francis, poignant since he is only the second Catholic to be elected president. It comes as NBC News has learned the Trump State Department is withholding some messages for Biden from some top foreign officials, adding to concerns the delayed concession could be harming national security.
All right, y'all. Scams. So many scams in COVID. We remember, you know, the toilet paper shortage. Everybody was losing their minds. We're trying to get all the Lysol and disinfectants. Well, people are trying to exploit that now.
Last week, the Federal Trade Commission requested a temporary restraining order against over 20 websites they allege were fraudulently selling Clorox and Lysol products. The bad news is that many have already lost their money to these scammers, preying on consumers during the pandemic.
We have reviewed hundreds and hundreds of consumer complaints, and what we have seen is consumers are being lured into these counterfeit websites using social media ads.
This is a classic imposter scam that the FTC has seen before. However, there is a new twist in this scheme that can make it harder to get your money back.
And so consumers see these ads, they believe that these ads are linked or affiliated with Clorox and Lysol. They either click the ad or are directed in some manner to the websites of these scammers. And that's how it's how the nightmare begins, unfortunately.
Got me a couple times already. And they'll give you a fake tracking number. I mean, it looks legit. It really does. So don't be caught slipping, all right? Happy birthday, Buck.
Kansas City celebrating a big birthday today. Buck O'Neill would have been 109 today. The Negro Leagues Baseball Museum and Ride KC are partnering to celebrate the legend's birthday. They'll commemorate the Negro League's 100th anniversary as part of this as well.
I got the chance to meet him in middle school. I was doing a report on the Negro League's baseball. Spent the whole day there, hung out with Buck. He signed my hat, gave me a hug, got pictures. He's just a legend, immortal. The fact that he's not in the Hall of Fame is just a travesty. And then tonight, there's going to be a live stream, 5:30 on the Negro League's Baseball Museum website. Bob Kendricks, Bob Costas, that's huge. Like, he's a super important guy. Joe Posnanski, he used to be at the KC Stars. So yeah, 5:30, Negro Leagues Baseball Museum website. I'm a fan. You're a fan. Hopefully the world's going to be a fan.
El fin de semana.
Oh, there she is. There she is. The weekend, your Super Bowl halftime entertainment.
Lit. The Weeknd has officially been announced as 2021 Super Bowl performer. The star recently took to Instagram to share the news. Last year, we had J-Lo and Shakira take to the stage, and that was so much fun to watch. I can't wait to see this year's performance.
There we go. Give me them sad boy swoons.
Ooh,
my man is so drugged up.
Yeah, I can't wait to see the Chiefs there again.
Look what you've done.
Oh, man, I really hope.
Mahomes is our mother effing star boy.
I was just about to say our two star boys should get a picture together. That'd be awesome.
And finally, Kitty, let's do this. You actually showed me this video. Have y'all seen this? The steak TikTok video? They're cooking a steak in a toaster. Some folks have actually tried it, and it might work.
Run your toaster on the highest setting. We found that if you run it for 4 full cycles, you're going to get medium rare.
That is the 4th cycle. Throw it over here, good buddy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's nice. That's even better than the last one. Who needs a grill?
I'm so ready to try this because my lazy ass, you know, to do a good steak, it's a process. I know, trust the process, but we can make this short and sweet, cut out the middleman. I'm doing this tonight. Mwah! Chef kisses to this idea.
You're ridiculous.
That was really a productive segment, wasn't it?
The KC Morning Show.
Hey, it's Hartzell. So ever since we've been doing this, I've had so many entrepreneurs hit me up. You know, what is Global Entrepreneurship Week? Well, you know, if you're an entrepreneur, your business is your everything. You give it everything you got, every ounce of sweat, every pot of coffee, and you know you're drinking it black, every all-nighter, because it means that much to you. And this November 16th through the 20th, get more out of everything your business needs during Global Entrepreneurship Week, Kansas City. We're talking workshops, advice, real solutions, because when everything changes, anything is possible. And you got this. Register today, gewkc.org.
Greetings, Hartzell. Search the force, and a tremor I have felt. It was you. Your ego just busted a planet.
The KC Morning Show.
Sean Edwards, your Fox 4 film critic, your KC Morning Show film critic. Sean Edwards, you see the Kansas City's on fire right now. All of us should be staying home. We need you this week, Sean, more than ever.
Yeah, we need some fun. We need some fun out here.
We need some distractions. Give me all the Netflix recommendations, all the Hulus, all the HBOs. Set us up, Sean. Set the mood, if you will.
I got to, man. The pandemic's crazy, man. Hey, everybody out there, number one, please be careful. Be safe. Stay healthy, man. This thing is no joke.
How you doing?
I mean, I'm great. I'm good, man. I've been in the house, man. I ain't out here. Not yet.
I gave up. I said 2020, you got it. You know, sometimes you just got, I say it's yours. I'm done.
Game recognized game.
Yeah, 2020 undefeated. Man, COVID-19 out here like 1989 Mike Tyson.
Oh, before I forget, Sean, because it's been a while, what's the update from the Boone Theater? Mr. Executive now. Restoring the old Boone Theater. What's the word?
All the, you know, all the behind the scenes official paperwork is almost done. We got the keys. I got to set up a tour to get you in there.
Yes, sir.
You know, it's one step at a time.
Give us a brief overview real quick, because we got some new ears. We got some new listeners on this show now, Sean.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, the Boone Theater is a historic theater located in the 18th and Vine Historic Jazz District. You know, Jazz District's been around. It's growing. But they're still trying to get it to where it could be its best possible self. So a lot of new elements are coming to the district.
Man, look at you playing politics with that answer. Sean, that was so good. Look at you. I can tell you've been talking to some important people because you have learned the art of the non-answer. That was excellent.
I'm just trying to be politically correct in certain situations.
Absolutely.
It's a partnership. So I just want to make sure that everybody's happy. You know, we're moving in the right direction. And it's because, we all have to work together, you know, to make this thing.
We're still making moves, y'all. Our new normal, we hustle a lot.
You know, to be honest, I don't think this is a secret. I mean, we're trying to get the historic 18th and Vine District to be more like the French Quarter in New Orleans or Beale Street in Memphis. Yep. But yeah, we saved the theater. It initially opened in 1924. 1924,
man,
that's a long time ago. And it's named after John W. Blind Boone.
Everyone wanted to hear Blind Boone. He was the first to bring Negro spirituals and black folk songs of his childhood to the concert stage. His use of syncopation and a strong bass line later became one of the foundations of ragtime. After his death in 1927, he fell into relative obscurity. Even his hometown forgot who he was. But all that's changing because nobody plays like Boone.
We ready.
No, Kansas City's ready. So there we go, man. That's your update, man.
We need you this week more than ever because we got a bye week, so no Chiefs. And, you know, the Rona is raging. So let's stay at home. Let's cuddle up and chill with Netflix or Hulu or Disney Plus or whatever Sean Edwards tells us to cuddle up with.
Well, this first one is universal now. My apologies. I think for the first week, you can only see it in theaters. I don't know what they were thinking with that. But then I think next week it's available to watch at home. But the movie's freaky.
Where am I?
I didn't get killed.
Oh my God, why do I sound like that?
I woke up in the killer's body.
The Blissfield Butcher strikes again.
Don't freak out.
You're black. I'm gay. We are so dead.
Ow, will you stop? It's me. It's Millie.
Hail, hail, Blissfield. Hi, feel our glory and our might.
Blumhouse is just, I mean, everything they touch, you know, they just win, man. They're like DJ Khaled. They just win, win, win. That's all they do is win. This new one's freaky. It stars Vince Vaughn and Catherine Newton. Now, you know the deal, Hartzell. Yeah. Everybody Switch movie is flawed from the start. So you just gotta like throw that out the window because you know Body Switch movies are idiotic because they're, you know, conceptually they're just flawed.
There's gotta be a little bit of suspension of belief, right?
Just do that and then you'll have some fun with it because, you know,
It's tricky to mix horror and comedy, but they do a decent job. But the win is Vince Vaughn. He's a deranged serial killer who switches bodies with a teenage cheerleader. And it just, you know, man, come on. Vince went for it, man. Vince was like, hey, y'all hired me to do this. I'm going to do this. He let his inner teenage girl go, and he's a lot of fun to watch. You're watching this for Vince Vaughn. You know, it makes zero sense. It's warm-ish.
Warm-ish.
On the KC Morning Show scale. It's warm-ish.
On that KC Morning Show meter. Our first ever warm-ish.
It's warm-ish. All right, man. Let's switch gears a little bit. We all know that Christmas is coming. It's what, like 6 weeks away, right?
Yes, sir.
There's been an onslaught of holiday movies, but none stand out more than Batman, starring Mel Gibson.
I don't know what I'm doing wrong. I've lost my influence. Maybe it's time I retired the coat.
You still have it.
Some kids with a deer rifle put two holes in the sleigh, one in me. All I have is a loathing for a world that's forgotten. How are you, Mike? Nicole and the kids are well, I hope.
Who are you? What's the job?
I'm lucky to kill Santa Claus.
Where do you even want to start, Sean? Where do you want to start to break this down?
You know where I want to start, man? First, I need a second, because I need to light a cigarette for this one. And I don't even smoke. Sometimes Hollywood be out here just doing way too much. Because here's the thing. I got to set this up so the people understand what we're talking about. So Fat Man is Mel Gibson. And Mel Gibson stars as Kris Kringle. Yeah, you heard me correct. Kris Kringle, the government name for Santa Claus. Let's mix it up even more because they left this out of the trailer. Mrs. Claus is a black British woman.
What? I didn't see that. You're right. They left that out. You know what? Why not, Sean? You know what? Why not?
You know, hey, you know, Santa travels around the world, so he saw what he liked. But hold on. The deal is Santa's broke.
It actually gets better.
That's very COVID, though. That's very COVID-19. Santa broke. Santa's struggling. So the U.S. military comes in, and they want to take over his operation.
We got the government involved?
This is like the world's best roller coaster, because we ain't even hit the tallest hill yet.
Oh, God.
So yeah, he broke. And, you know, the military's like, we can help you out, but you can't be out here making toys. We need, you know, weapons and stuff. The villain is a kid. Like 12, 13 years old. He mad because last Christmas, Santa gave him some coal because he a horrible child. He like a baby Donald Trump type kid. So
he just looks like an asshole, right? They did a good job with this casting.
So the kid mad at Santa Claus because, like, you know, Mel Gibson gave him some coal last year. So this kid, he's a rich kid, you know. He hires an assassin.
What even is this movie, Sean? What is this movie? How did you watch this with a straight face? How?
I didn't. I collapsed three times. I collapsed three times, choked 2.5 times, spit up my drink once. Man, this is something else. This is something to behold.
So obviously this movie's hot. Clearly it's hot on the meter. Scalding hot.
Man, this movie's like watching the car wreck on 35 during rush hour.
Where to watch that man? Let's see. Okay, yeah. I got some showings at Screenland and at Blue Springs at Miller Theater.
Nah, don't go see this. You can't watch this at home.
Doesn't look like, right now, it looks like it's only in theaters for right now.
Oh man, you got to watch this one at home. You can't get sick for Fat Man.
Not worth it.
Nah, ain't no movie worth that. But definitely not Fat Man.
Let's see, Fat Man's VOD release date.
You can't go in public to watch Fat Man. You're going to be a skinny man.
All right, yeah. VOD for Fat Man. VOD going to be confirmed November 17th, which is next... Was that Tuesday? Man. Next Tuesday.
Okay, yeah, watch Fat Man at home. Because, you know, just, you know, Mel Gibson is a gun-toting Santa Claus. Wow. There is one more movie that I do recommend. It's for people with a refined cinematic palette, though.
Okay.
The Life Ahead
It's actually Sophia Loren, and she's 86 years old and still doing her thing. And this might be the best performance of her career. Oh, wow. You can actually find this one on Netflix. I mean, she plays a Holocaust survivor who takes in this young black kid. And the actual young lead's actually phenomenal.
Dicono che tutto è scritto e non si può cambiare niente. Sono uno e sono orfano. Io voglio cambiare tutto.
The life ahead is for people with a refined cinematic palette. Dude, I just got to throw this out here, though. The best thing I've actually watched in a long time is season 4 of The Crown.
The prince and princess on their wedding day. But fairy tales usually end at this point with the simple phrase, they lived happily ever after. As husband and wife live out their vows, loving and cherishing one another, sharing life's splendors and miseries, achievements and setbacks, they will be transformed in the process. Our faith sees the wedding day not as the place of arrival, but the place where the adventure really begins.
Season 4 has finally hit the point that we all wanted to see, which is the drama between Princess Diana and Prince Charles. And man, they do not disappoint. It's great television. And so is The Queen's Gambit. Both of those are on Netflix.
And to be a girl among all those men,
I don't mind it. Chess isn't always competitive. Chess can also be beautiful.
That's the problem with Hollywood, dude. These movies can't compete with these series that are streaming on like Netflix and Hulu and Amazon. There's no competition. The Mandalorian is like, woo.
You loving it? You been watching it?
I don't love it, but I like it a lot. They're going to probably want to hire that kid from Fat Man to take me out after I say this. But there's only ever been one really good Star Wars movie, and that's The Empire Strikes Back. And then you did those prequels. All of those were garbage.
The prequels were solid. All right, give The Phantom Menace at least. Give it some credit. That actually may have been a good movie. All right, it was a good movie.
Nope.
But you're not going to come on to my show, Sean, and talk any shade on them prequels, all right? No. We are a pro prequels program on your KC Morning Show, Sean. You better get in line.
I just think The Mandalorian, that singular focus allows the creator to really, like, just establish something, and they work. Jon Favreau did the thing with that.
This is the way.
This is the way. This is the way.
Jon Favreau's a cool dude, though. Like,
have you kicked it with him before? Because I feel like y'all would take off.
No, Jon's cool. No, we've actually hung. Jon's cool. Okay. Jon's a cool dude. But Jamie Foxx is reals. Like, that Jamie real.
All right, I need the... Hey, just so you know, you over here name dropping. I expect the contact info, I'm just saying, Sean.
Jamie Foxx knows the whole L.A. subculture club scene Man, he could take you places where you'd be like, damn, I've driven by here a lot. Never knew this is how it went down at 2 a.m.
Man, Sean, I am so ready for us to get this pandemic under control.
Gotta get it,
so that we can go
over.
Kick it. We had plans. I was going to be hitting the skies with Sean, y'all.
Man, some of the best nights I had, like, last year and the year before were with Deion Taylor and Jamie Foxx. Like, bruh.
All right, well, in 2021, it's going to be Sean, Dion, Jamie, and Hartzell, all right? Yes.
Yeah, bro. Dude, be ready, though.
I'm ready.
Be ready and leave your wallet at home. It's all good.
Sean Edwards, your Fox Sports film critic, your KC Morning Show film critic. Catch him on The Screening Room. We went through a bunch of stuff today, but you know what? I feel like that's
been a minute.
Good.
It's been a minute, but man, everybody should just sit back and listen to the number one podcast in Kansas City,
there
according to The Pitch. What else you going to do? You know it's 2020. We got a black Mrs. Claus. Thank you, George Floyd.
I'm letting you go. I'll talk to you next week.
All right, man. Later.
To the track. No outs to go. The Royals have won the 1985 World Series.
The KC Morning Show.
Kitty! What is going on, girl? Long show today. You made it.
Yeah.
Looks like you made it.
Okay.
I've been in rare form today. I feel like I sound good, too. Can't wait to listen back in the post edit.
Ah, yes.
Big thanks, as always, to Sean Edwards, our movie guy. Flicks on Friday. You got a lot of stuff to watch. And you know what? That's fine, because we should probably stay in this weekend, Kansas City. These numbers are stupid. COVID is real. Wear your mask. Personalize it. Make it your own. Flaunt that thing. You know, I've been recently rocking that Hamlet aesthetic. You know, my guy was fashion forward, the all black. Get a nice, you know, real sleek looking black mask. Go with the all black top. Get yourself a black hat. Maybe a red feather just to add a little bit of contrast, a little pop.
I want one of those masks with the spikes.
Oh, nice. Like okay, a little Darth Maul action. It can help with the distancing, you know?
Exactly.
All right, Kitty. What's that KC morning buzz as we, get out of here?
To be honest, I don't think I have any grievances to air.
You got nothing? Nothing on the top of your mind?
No, I did my spiel at the beginning. You got anything?
I got a fun fact for you.
Okay.
Super fun. So George Lucas.
Yes.
In his plans for the sequel trilogy, so we're talking, 7, 8, and 9, he was going to make Leia the chosen one.
What?
And get this, the big baddie in the movie was going to be Darth Maul. Because if you've watched the Clone Wars cartoon series, we brought Darth Maul back from the dead. And so he was going to be like this big, like, crime lord, mafia-style big baddie. And it would have been awesome. So there you go. That's your KC Morning Buzz. Just stew on that. Stew on the potential that could have been. I came with some content for the end of the show. Kitty, load during the freestyle, I guess. Sorry about that.
Mm-hmm.
Family show. Kitty, where can people find you?
You can find me on all parts of the internet, including the dark web, Twitter, Tumblr, Facebook, Pinterest, you name it, at Holy Hearts.
Holy Hearts. I'm at Heartsoul965. You can find the show at The KC Morning Show on Instagram and Facebook, at KC Morning Show on Twitter, and the email. Let's chat. KCMorningShow@gmail.com. We got some stuff in store. I'm excited. The future is bright. We're going to hit a year on Sunday. Thank you so much, Kansas City. In less than a year, we've got some really awesome numbers. Like, y'all listen, which is cool. It's nice to know I'm not talking to the void. I'm a millennial. I need validation. Brought home a pitch award. Best local podcast. Unreal. Kansas City, love you so much. The KC Morning Hoes, Kitty. They got us.
They do. So leave us a review. Tell them Hardy and Kitty sent ya.
That Hardy G line. That's not bad. That's all I got.
That's it.
Kansas City! Let's get after it this weekend. And by that, I mean stay home and don't do a damn thing. My name's Hartzell, that's Kitty.
The KC Morning Show.
Say bye, Kitty.
Bye.